The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. From Radio Land at the Great Lakes Exposition in Cleveland, the makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show in Cleveland with San Francisco. Take it, Ted. Motorists who are listening tonight, I want you to know about a special free gift offer that really is something. Listen, the makers of Johnson's Auto Wax want you to accept a full-size can, not a sample, of Johnson's Auto Wax free of charge. When you go to your auto supply dealer, service station, or regular wax dealer and purchase the pint can of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish, you receive the full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free. You pay only 59 cents. That's less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. And you receive, first, Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. Second, a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax. These two products are packed in a special free gift package in celebration of Johnson's 50th anniversary. Don't delay. The supply of free gift packages is strictly limited, and they're going fast. There's nothing our two friends would rather do than attend a fair, a carnival, or an exposition. So, leaving Wistful Vista to its own devices, they have come to Cleveland to attend the Great Lakes Exposition. And here, walking around the grounds, we find those two wide-eyed and wondering visitors, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Pretty nice of the governor to make me Ohio admiral, wasn't it, Molly?
Why, it's even better than being in the Irish Navy.
Say, I never did understand them jokes about the Irish Navy. Why didn't Ireland ever have a navy?
Oh, now, McGee, you know an Irishman can't fight on water.
Oh, being an admiral on Lake Erie suits me better anyhow.
Well, it would.
Why?
It's fresh water.
Oh, not entirely. You got to take the Ohio Navy with a grain of salt. I wonder where this here Toto Laverne can be seen, Molly.
Well, most every place they sell me. Why?
I used to go to school with a gal by that name. Toto Laverne. Pretty name, ain't it, Molly? Toto Laverne.
It must be pretty if you've remembered it all the way from the third grade. But say we ought to spend our time at the education exhibit, McGee.
Oh,
Mickey.
Gee, we don't want
to. Oh, look. See the old lady in the one-piece bathing suit.
Well, for the... Can you imagine that? Hi there, Grandma. Where are you going in that snappy bathing suit?
Well, Sonny, if it's any of your business, I'm one of the diving beauties at the Marine Theater.
Oh, yeah, eh? You get that, Molly? One of the diving beauties. She's building up to an awful wet down. You a pretty good diver, Grandma?
I'll say so, Sonny. I just invented a new dive.
What's the name of it?
The Janet.
The Janet?
Yes, it's a half gainer. The other girls can't learn it, so they're the losers and I'm the gainer.
Well, Grandma, if I had time, I'd take a couple of swimming lessons from you.
I wish you would, Sonny. I'd teach you the wheedledeck crawl.
What's the wheedledeck crawl?
Well, first I hold your head underwater for 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Say, I'd drown.
You're telling me. So long, son.
Why, that old blister. I'll bet not having any teeth makes her think she's chicken. Meeting Toto Laverne's going to be a relief after this. I can just imagine her surprise when I walked up to her. Hi, Toto, I'll say. Well, if it ain't young Fibber McGee, she'll say, springing forward and kissing me.
McGee, get that bedroom look out of your eyes and come on.
I wonder when Toto puts on her next act.
Fibber McGee, did you come all this way from Wistful Vista just to see a swan dancer?
Oh, now, they say this is real interesting. Real educational. Besides, I hear Toto's gonna let the swan go.
Why?
Well, she says every time she dances, there's so many long necks in sight, she don't know which one's the swan. Shall we walk, Molly, or take a bus?
Oh, let's take one of these gin rickies.
Gin rickshaws, Molly. Not gin rickies.
Well, what's the difference?
Huh? Oh, not much difference. Only you're more likely to get where you're going with a rickshaw.
Oh, sure.
Right this way. Just a
waitress. Oh, wait a minute, McGee. Here's one of those weight guessers. Maybe I can win a cane. How much to be weighed, mister?
Well, my little scale crusher, to you I'll make a special prize. Yes, yes, a special prize. Considering that it's been a long wait between weights,
oh.
Yes. Let me see now. To you, I'll make the price of only two bids, 25 cents. If I don't guess your weight within 3 pounds, there's no charge whatever, and you get a handsome cane.
Well, go ahead, Molly, go ahead.
All right. How much do I weigh?
Yeah.
Well, now, let me see. You weigh approximately...
Keep it approximate.
Yeah. Well, let me see. A little heavier than a Shetland pony, probably light-headed, lying for rubber heels. Let's see, 3 pounds of souvenirs and a short beer. Oh, I'd say in the neighborhood of 161, madam.
Oh.
In a very nice neighborhood, too, yes. Used to live there myself, yes.
Okay, bud, now that's your guess, 161. Get on the scale, Molly.
All right. But he's way off, McGee. I'm defecating.
All right, my little pound cake. Sit on the scales. Yes, yes.
Well, for the 161 exactly.
Heavenly days.
How did you guess her weight so good, Bud?
Years of experience, my boy. Years of experience.
Oh, I see. Years of experience give you a kind of an average, huh?
Not so, my little tumblebug. Averages have nothing to do with it. I do business on a fixed scale. Yes, yes, a fixed scale. Step right up, folks.
Heavenly days, McGee. 161, why, I haven't weighed that for years.
I know. Well, anytime you want to weigh 161, just come over and set on these scales. Make skinny folks healthy and fat folks happy. It's a great system. Yes, sir.
Excuse me, mister. Are you Mr. McGee?
Oh, you betcha. What you want, son?
Well, I got a note for you. And the party says don't give it to anybody but... Mr. Fibber McGee, you him?
Well, I'm him, all right. Give me the note. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. See, Molly? Toto's heard about me being here already. Here, boy. Here's a quarter for you.
Thanks, mister.
McGee, what are you sniffing the envelope for?
I just wanted to see if it was the same perfume she always used to use.
Oh.
But it ain't. That messenger boy must have wore it all off. Smells like a cigar.
Well, open it up. If you can quit shaking long enough.
Well, you'd be excited, too, if you got a note from a friend you hadn't seen for all these years. Oh, boy, how'd she ever hear about me being... Oh, boy. Listen to this. There isn't any limit to my love.
What, from Toto?
No, from Como.
To my love for you. There's a limit to the honey from a bee, the leaves upon a tree, the bottom of the sea. But there isn't any limit to my love for you. Now a bird can fly in the sky just so high, no more, no more, no more. A falling star can fall so far, just so far, no more, no more, no more. There's a limit to the minutes in an hour, with colors in the flowers, the raindrops in a shower. But there isn't any limit to my love for you.
Back to the exposition grounds where Fibber and Molly are trying to decide what to see next. Molly is still holding out for something educational, but Fibber still wants to see Toto Laverne.
I'm telling you, Molly, I used to go to school with her in Peoria. Boy, will she be tickled to see me.
Well, after dancing with a swan every night, I can't imagine her being tickled by anything.
And when I had me my operation, little Toto used to come and bring me flowers. Oh.
And that reminds me, did I ever tell you about my operation?
Oh, hi, Harpo.
Why, what operation was that, Mr. Wilcox?
The one operation that both cleans and polishes your car with Johnson's Auto Cleaner. Why, it's the finest...
Well, Harpo.
What?
You got time to walk over to the lake?
Why, yes, I think so. Shall we go now?
Oh, not me. Just you.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
You know, Molly, I can just picture her face when she sees me again after all these years.
Oh, you needn't feel so smart, McGee. I went to school with a little dancer, too. Her name was Trudy Davidson.
Ah, but Toto is different. What say, Molly?
I say, let's go to the Globe Theater and see some of those Shakespearean plays.
No, let's get a cold glass of beer instead.
Oh, I'd rather see A Midsummer Night's Dream.
It's the same thing. Hey, where's Toto do her stuff, Molly?
Well, with the Follies de Nuit at the Casino de Paris.
That's funny. Somebody told me it was at the French Casino.
Well, that's wrong. Let's go into this place here, McGee. They got animals in there that have been dead for millions of years.
And I'd rather stay out here in the fresh air.
Oh, no, McGee. Listen, they got a real reproduction of a Stegosaurus.
A stink-o-witches?
A Stegosaurus. It's an animal that lived millions of years ago. It had two brains, one in its head and one in its tail.
Oh, I've heard about them Stegosauruses, Molly. They say the dead ratted things got killed off as soon as they developed two brains. Well, the front brain would think, say, that's a nice piece of pasture up ahead. And the tail brain would think, yeah, but look at this one back here. And they'd both pull into opposite directions till the dead ratted thing just busted in two. No, sir, one brain is enough for me, Molly.
How do you know?
How do I... Hey, how about taking a ride on that blimp, Molly,
Oh, no, thank you. I'm going to ask this guide where to find the Globe Theater. Yoo-hoo, mister.
Hello, baby.
Huh?
Yes, madam. What can I do? Or what's bothering you? Or how's everything?
Hi, bud. My wife wants to know where to find Shakespeare.
You can't. He's dead.
Huh?
If you really want to, here, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Just take a greenhorn bliss,
a
greyhound bus, to the past the midway, past the streets of the world, past the gravy, please.
Huh?
I was thinking. Well, just go straight, straight ahead until you get someplace. If you find yourself in the water, that's Lake Erie. But try not to. How about some popcorn?
We don't want popcorn. We want Shakespeare.
Better take the popcorn. It's easier to digest. But wait, I have a great idea.
Now wait a minute. aren't you a guide to the exposition ground?
Well, of all the silly... well, no. Now that I come to think of it, but I have a pretty good idea of where everything... now, for instance, how about the shooting gallery? You'll get a bang out of that if you're... and the acrobats. The man on the flying chemise. Trapeze. They fly through the air with the toughest or greatest of... Oh, you like it. But say, I don't believe I caught the measles.
Huh?
I didn't get the name.
Oh. No, this is Fibber McGee, and he's just been made an admirable by Governor Davy.
Well, that's a great idea. That's what I always say. Join the Davy and see the world.
Huh?
How about going to the notion of all streets?
Huh?
The streets of all motions. And that includes the hula hula. We always try to have a... Well, why don't you just ask somebody?
Come on, Molly. I'll find my old pal Toto Laverne.
McGee. There's a fried fish place.
What about it? You've seen fried fish before, haven't you?
Oh, certainly. But in this place, they give you a fish pole and you catch your own fish and then they fry it for you.
What if you don't catch one the first time?
Well, then you get a rebate.
It ain't funny, Molly. Besides, if Toto's around, I want to... Oh, hello there, little girl. You lost?
No, I ain't lost.
Well, you're kind of little to be running around all alone on the exposition grounds here, aren't you, sis? I says, ain't you kind of little to be without your father and mother?
Oh, no.
Hey, Molly, I suppose we better hand it over to one of them redcoats, huh?
Say, what is this, a pinch?
No. No. We just want you to return you to the people that brung you to the ground, sis.
Maybe she'd like an ice cream cone.
How about it, sis? Would you like an ice cream cone?
No, thanks, mister. I'd gain about 5 pounds.
You're kind of young to be worrying about that, ain't you? You ought to be thinking more about finding your folks. Just suppose you were lost over Sunday and missed Sunday school. You wouldn't get no gold star on your card.
Oh, I haven't been to Sunday school for years, mister.
Years, huh? Cute, ain't you, Molly? How old are you, sis?
36. Yeah. I'm working in the midget show on the Midway. Call for me some night and we'll talk for steak and some beer. So long, folks.
Oh, a midget.
Forget it, McGee.
Sure.
Let's go in and catch ourselves a fish to fry.
Okay. Here we are. How are you, bud? You run this joint?
Hello there. Yes, I'm the proprietor. Want to catch a couple of fish? You catch them and we fry them.
Well, now that's wonderful. Give me a fish pole.
Yeah, me too. Now, what do you do, bud? Cast or just dangle?
Oh, just drop your hook in. You'll get a bite, all right.
Okay.
Days, I got a bite already.
Oh, reel her in, Molly. Reel her in. That's the stuff. Here she comes. Look, Molly, that ain't a fish. You got a man on that hook.
Why, it's Ted Ween.
Thanks, Molly. Pretty wet in there.
What are you playing around in the fish pond for, Ted?
Oh, I was leaning over the edge, studying the scales, and I fell in.
Oh, my.
You got me out just in time.
In time to what?
In time to hear Parker Gibbs sing I Take to You. Would you take to that?
Hey, Ted.
What?
How tall are you?
5'11". Why?
You see, Molly? He's too small.
I thought so. Throw him back.
Okay.
Hey, look out. Hey!
Like a duck takes to water, just like ink takes to a blotter, like a foot takes to a shoe, I take to you. Like a bird takes to flying, just like babies take to crying, I take to you. Wanted some loving, did I strike it? Now I'm upsa-daisy, but show me a man that doesn't like it, and
And I'll show you a man that's crazy. I think to you, like an egg takes to bacon, just like cocktails take to shaking, like you take to me, I think to you.
If you go to your dealer now and get that free gift package offered to motorists in celebration of Johnson's 50th anniversary, you can soon have your car sparkling like new and with much less work than you think possible. Johnson's Auto Cleaner, a creamy white liquid, quickly cleans and polishes a car in one simple operation, bringing back the glossy polish the car had when it was brand new. Johnson's Auto Wax protects that beautiful finish from dirt and road film, saves it from the destructive ultraviolet rays of the sun, cuts down on car washings, and greatly increases the trade-in value of your car. So get your free gift anniversary package without delay. The package contains both Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Johnson's Auto Wax. You pay only 59 cents. That's less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. And you get the full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax without a penny's cost. Now, because the supply of these packages is necessarily limited, I urge you to get your free can of Johnson's Auto Wax at once. Well, Fibber hasn't yet come across Toto Laverne, but he still has hopes. What a reunion that's going to be. Here are Fibber and Molly continuing their stroll around the exposition grounds.
Well, now let's see, McGee. What haven't we seen?
Toto Laverne!
Quiet! Why don't you take off that admiral's hat? Isn't it awful hot?
Well, yeah, but... How are they going to know I'm an admiral if I ain't got the hat on?
Oh, they'll know.
Hey, starter, get me a cab, will you, please?
What do you mean, get you a cab? I ain't no cab starter. I'm an admiral.
All right, then. Get me a boat. I'm not fussy.
Oh, shit.
Come on, McGee. I warned you to take that hat off.
Yeah.
Why do you keep watching your feet?
I got to, Molly. With this hat on, I ain't sure which way I'm going.
Well, come on. Oh, looky there, McGee. Incubator baby. Maybe they got some quintuplets.
You know, Molly, it always struck me kind of funny about them little Dion Quints up in Canada.
What about them?
Well, of all the kids in the world, they got the easiest birthdays to remember, and they have to be born in Callander, Ontario.
Oh, dear. How about a speedboat ride?
What, and get my admiral's hat all wet?
Oh, no, Mr. Wilcox, where are you going in such a hurry?
Hello, folks. Boy, have they got me on the merry-go-round.
They have, eh? Where are you going with that can of Johnson's wax?
Oh, don't stop me, please. I got to go whack the horse. Hold on, folks.
Wax a horse? Can you imagine old Harpo waxing horses on the merry-go-round? Hey, look, Molly.
What?
Look, the French casino. This is it here.
Well, what are you waiting for, admiral? There's the stage door.
Oh, now, Molly, don't rush me.
You got cold feet? You afraid she won't remember you?
Remember me? Why, how could she forget me? Why, when we was in school, I used to do all her arithmetic problems for her.
They must have been real simple.
I'll never forget the valentine she sent me once. Shucks, she was so excited about that valentine, she put the wrong name on it, and I had to swipe it out of the mailbox to the kid next door. Ah, but Toto was like that. Used to get all blushing and confused when I was around.
Well, after all these years, you still confuse me.
Well, Toto was different, Molly. Why, I remember all the sidewalks around the little red school in Peoria was wrote on in chalk. Toto loves Fibber. Toto loves Fibber.
In your handwriting.
In my... No! Molly. And to think that this is where little Toto is dancing now. Why, if she should walk out of that door right now, I'd walk up to her real cool, and I'd say, "Hi, Toti," I'd say. "Remember me, Fibber McGee? I seen your picture in Time, and I thought I'd drop in."
Yeah, and she'll say, "Yes, and I saw your picture in Radio Mirror this month and locked my door." Besides, McGee, is she... Quiet. There's somebody coming out the stage door. We don't want to be heard talking about her.
Hey, Mom! Look! It's her!
Well, don't get pop-eyed about it. Go remind yourself to her.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of feel kind of... Oh, well. Hi, Toto. Hi, Toto.
My, my, what a happy reunion.
Excuse me, please, ain't you Toto Laverne?
Yes, I am.
Well, don't you remember me, Toto?
Why, yes, I believe I do.
There, you see, Molly? She remembers me.
You're one of the waiters at the Admiralty Club, aren't you?
Oh, now, Toto, don't be like that. Don't you remember Fibber McGee from Peoria?
I've never been in Peoria.
Oh, now, Toto. Don't you remember little Fibber McGee that used to go to school with you?
I had a private tutor. If you don't stop annoying me, I shall call a policeman.
Oh, don't do that, Miss Laverne. It's just me husband
just,
and he...
I wasn't...
Well, heavenly days, it's little Trudy Davidson.
Molly!
Fibber, this is little Trudy Davidson I used to go to school with.
You used to go to school
well,
with?
Well, for goodness sakes, Trudy, where can we go and have a nice talk?
Come into my dressing room, Molly.
Oh, all right. Well, I've so much to ask you now. Whatever we go,
I don't know.
Well, hey, Molly. If you want me, Molly, I'll be over with Harpo on the merry-go-round. I feel like waxing a horse myself.
More hot summer days ahead when you women won't want to exert yourselves with any unnecessary housework. So remember to order Johnson's Glow Coat tomorrow. Let this remarkable no-rubbing polish make your floors and linoleum shine like new without any work of rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat is so easy to apply, and it dries in 20 minutes to a grand polish. Once your floors are protected with Glow Coat, you'll be spared the drudgery of old-fashioned floor scrubbing. For Glow Coat sheds dirt and dust, keeps floors clean and beautiful, and gives your rooms a fresher, cooler appearance. Ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can. And by the way, remember, you save money by ordering the larger sizes.
Molly, that we've been putting on this broadcast in the very same convention hall where a presidential candidate was nominated?
I know. I'll bet the place is still haunted by some of the...
Mr. Chairman!
What's that?
Probably just the ghost of a dark horse looking for its stable. Good night.
Good night, Al.
Fibber McGee and Molly came to you tonight from the Great Lakes Exposition Ground in Cleveland, Ohio. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.